Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people on this day, the second day of August in the year of our Lord 2013. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you once again. Please tell your friends, tell your family, tell your mother, tell your father, tell your cousins, tell your nephews and your nieces. If they're old enough to marry Yerima, please tell them, because they can understand Radio Biafra when they listen to it, that this is Radio Biafra, received in every continent on this planet, received in every time zone, in every village, in every community, in every house, household with any internet enabled device. We are welcoming you once again, wherever you are. Please message your friends via Twitter, via BlackBerry, via WhatsApp, via Messenger, any means you can get through to them, please do so. Go to Facebook and announce it on your wall. Tell them that you are proudly listening to your radio station, that you are listening to Radio Biafra or this very evening, and invite people to come, minimum 10 people. Get them to listen to Radio Biafra, because we are making waves. When Radio Biafra speaks, the entire corrupt edifice, the corrupt establishment in Nigeria listens, the corrupt people in the Zoological Republic, they listen. For that reason and that reason alone, please, Radio Biafra is setting the agenda when it comes to media coverage in that hopeless country. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you are. You know the protocol. Please give us about 40 minutes before you start calling Radio Biafra. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co, beliehumanrights.org, peopleofbiafra.org, or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Please tell them that if you're experiencing any difficulties on any of these platforms, switch to another one. If it persists, please, all you need to do is to click on F5 or just click on the refresh button to refresh your page. You should be able to get us. Everything is okay. We've tested our systems. There isn't any problem at all. All our lines are blue. There is no red line here at the studios of Radio Biafra. Once again, the time is just gone. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in London. We come to you 7 p.m. every evening, London time. Also 7 p.m. in Biafraland for the time being until we get into winter in London. Then the clock goes backwards or forwards. Nobody knows anymore. Once again, we're welcoming you. We have in the studio with us today, Uchemefo is here. So is Dr. Ekemba. And also live in the studio is the barrister and attorney at law. Very eminent, we must say. Barrister Mamizu is here with us. And our sister is joining us all the way from Johnson City. Johnson City in Tennessee in the United States, Ichidera Akabo, our news reader. Very soon, we hope she can make an appearance on the television because everything we promise, we are going to deliver. I don't want to mention the app again. Maybe I'm the one jinxing it, but we know that it is very, very imminent. Within the next 48 hours, we've done our test. It is all okay. We should be able to launch it within the next 48 hours. Everything being equal, the only delay we may experience is because those of them around Apple is having difficulties with their developer side. They're having difficulties with their developer side, and for that reason alone, there may be slight delay with us issuing the Apple version. But the Android version is ready. The BlackBerry version is ready. The Windows version is what we are testing now. What we intend to do is to release the Android version first, and then after that, we begin to go on to release the other one. So everything is on track. We are going. We know we are some weeks behind, but we are doing everything we can. And once you see it, you'll be able to know that everything is normal, that everything is okay. Once again, I'll go around to the studio to please, for all of them to say hello to you before we proceed. But I'll do ladies first today. We go to Chidera to please say hello to our wonderful people listening all over the world, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Again, my name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast from here, Tennessee, United States.
Thank you very much. And can you control your system, please, Chidera? Can you control your system, please? Can you control it? Because it's interfering. It's bouncing back at us. Okay?
Okay.
Here we have in the studio, from the left to the right, please.
Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all of us for freedom and justice. From
I can't hear you very well, Lucha. Please, you need to raise your voice, please.
Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, from around the world, my name is Uchemefo. Today is another day. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. And doctor, please.
Good evening, Biafrans. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom all over the world, you are welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, barrister.
Good evening, everybody. Today is another day for another discussion. You're welcome on board.
Thank you very, very much. There were some people revving up their engines outside a while ago. I hope that wasn't much of a distraction. Once again, we're welcoming you. You know the number to call is on the top right-hand corner of your mobile phone, is on the top right-hand corner of your computer, of your laptop, of any device you have that is internet-enabled. If you can stream anything on your device, if you can browse on your device, then you should be able to get Radio Biafra. If you are in doubt as to what to do, please go to Radio Biafra Facebook pages, Radio Biafra London. That is all you need to do. Go and search for Radio Biafra London. Once you've joined us, then begin to add your friends. We welcome all our new members, and we also are very, very grateful to everyone who's added their friends. We have breached the 70,000 barrier. We are now nearly 70,800 people on Facebook. It is arguably the largest Facebook community as we speak in the indigenous, of course, indigenous to sub-Saharan Africa. We are the highest. We run the highest membership we have on Facebook. We are the highest people that we have on Facebook right now. So we encourage you to keep on adding your friends. Until we make 1 million people, there will be no worldwide protest. We cannot say that Biafrans are over 50 million, and then we cannot get up to 1 million people following Radio Biafra on Facebook. It makes a mockery of all we are doing. That is why we ask you to keep on adding your friends. Keep on adding your friends until we make 1 million. That is the magical number. And we must hit it, because no mountain, no valley, no barrier is too high, too low, or too difficult for us to surmount. That this is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you want to join us, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. The number to call, once again, should you wish to join this conversation later, is +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. Once again, you're welcome to this program. Before We got to bring you the analysis and then take your calls. Let us go to Chidera in Tennessee, United States, to give us the headlines, please, and the accompanying news roundup. Go ahead, please, Chidera.
The news headlines. There is a report today coming from Lagos that says, "Don't incite Igbos against Yorubas," Fashola warns Obi. Sharia court says Muslim converts charity is free to live anywhere. We're also reporting that three fresh human heads were found in a hotel at Onitsha. Police to disarm vigilante groups in Anambra ahead of election. And lastly, Boko Haram kills 16 people in church at Borno State. Now the news in detail. Lagos State Governor Babatunde Fashola has warned his counterpart in Anambra State, Peter Obi, not to incite the Igbos against the Lagos State government following the recent busing of some Igbo destitutes to Onitsha. Fashola spoke with newsmen on Thursday after inspecting the ongoing light rail project at JT's in Mautu area of Lagos, southwest Nigeria. The governor accused Obi of playing politics with the matter and using the media to blow the issue out of proportion, saying that the governor has not deemed it fit to call him on the issues, only for him to make it a media issue. A Sharia court presided over by Justice Adamu Idris yesterday ruled that the ex-Unipe Alhaji Yahaya Abubakar no longer had the power to house Miss Charity Uzoichina, a Muslim convert. Uzoichina had been in the custody of the monarch since her conversion to Islam. The Sharia court had placed the 25-year-old convert in the custody of the royal father following the fear she expressed after her conversion. The court gave the order on March 4 that the emir should take charge of the Federal Polytechnic Bida student. Uzoichina filed a case against her father at the Sharia court seeking the protection of the Echinupe after she converted because of the fear that her parents might harm her over her new faith. But the Sharia court held yesterday that the royal father no longer had power to keep her in his custody, saying she was free to live anywhere she chooses. But the lady's whereabouts are unknown, as there are indications that she had left the palace of the Echinupe. There was a shock find in Onitsha, the southeast commercial city, yesterday. The three fresh human heads were found in a hotel. They were discovered by policemen after a raid. 11 persons suspected to be kidnappers or ritualists were with the heads kept in a polythene bag. The policemen who smashed the syndicates were deployed from the office of the Inspector General of Police on special duties. The three heads were allegedly those of two women and a man. Also recovered from them were two military AK-47 rifles and two magazines. An Infinity Sport Utility Vehicle, SUV, belonging to the owner of the hotel, marked DA203FST, two army caps, 40 rounds of live ammunition, and many cell phones were also recovered. The hotel was demolished by officials of the state government last night in accordance with the policy of the government. The demolition operation was codenamed Nzacha. The police have said they will disarm vigilante groups in Anambra State ahead of the November 16 governorship election in the state. The Commissioner of Police in the state, Mr. Bala Nasrawa, said this on Thursday in Awka while inaugurating the Anambra Vigilante Group Code of Conduct and Identity Card at a seminar organized for members of vigilante groups in the state. The seminar was organized by the consultant and coordinator of community policing, Mr. Chris Udeze. Nasrawa, represented by a Deputy Commissioner Operations, Mr. Agoyo Abe, urged members of the vigilante groups to abide by the code of conduct and ensure that they submit to the divisional police officers in their areas for effective operations. Christian Association of Nigeria CAN President Pastor Ayo Orisejafo called yesterday alleged that Boko Haram members handcuffed and burnt to death 16 Christians in a church in Biu, Borno State. CAN, in a statement, said Pastor Orisejafo was saddened by the twin explosions by Boko Haram in Kano Metropolis, where about 53 people were killed and scores injured. The statement by Pastor Orisejafo's special advisor on media, Kenny Ashaka, said he is particularly traumatized by the unreported news from Biu in Borno State that 16 Christians were handcuffed and burned to death by members of the Boko Haram sect within the precinct of a church in the ancient city on Sunday, a day before one of the explosions in Kano went off at the Christ Salvation Pentecostal Church at the peak of evening worship. This is the news of today, 2nd of August, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. We welcome that. We are not welcoming the news because the news is terrible. We welcome the fact that you gave it to us from Johnson City in Tennessee, in the United States. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you're joining us from on this planet. Please make sure that you invited your friends to listen to us. This is the only platform you have where you can speak your mind freely in an unadulterated fashion. That is why Radio Biafra is the voice of the people, projecting the hopes, aspirations, wishes, and desire of every Biafran on this planet who wants the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty to the ends of this earth. We are here to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Every news you hear on Radio Biafra is triple verified to make sure that what we're bringing to you is correct. That is why it saddens us to be reporting again that 16 people have been killed in a church in Borno State. After the killing of these 16 people, they went to go and detonate bombs again in Kano, which we are still reporting. On the other hand, we are being deported from Yoruba land. Fashola is telling Peter Obi not to incite Igbos against Lagosians or against Yoruba people. Yes, Oluseyi Ofor have spoken. He is the head of CAN. He is doing what he's supposed to do. But today we are asking questions. I thought they said that Wole Soyinka is the social critic. He talks about social issues in Nigeria. Are we saying that what is happening in Lagos is normal? Are the rights of people not being trampled upon? Why is it impossible for our people to acknowledge, to accept the inevitable that the zoological republic of Nigeria is coming to an end? And we better hasten it, because any day we stay in that country longer, our people will continue to die. Today it is sounding like a remote story. Oh, 16 people tied up and killed in Borno. They are coming ever closer. A few of them went into Yoruba land, because that is where they want to go to first. They want to breach that very area. Once they breach it, we are encircled, and then they come after us and nobody will hear us. Now is the time for us to make hay while the sun is still shining. On this very day, the 2nd of August 2013, we are reporting that Boko Haram killed another 16 people. When they say 16 people in Borno State, let us take a wild guess who those people are. They warned us they are going to kill us, and they are living up to their bidding, and they are killing us. Nigeria, all the money that Nigeria is pumping and giving to them is not solving the problem. And to make matters worse, in case you want to run to Biafra land for refuge, which is why we said before and we keep saying that anything you are doing, you don't anchor it on truth, you are wasting your time. It is this lack of, or the absence of truth in Igbo land, that is why today we are reporting rather very sadly that some people were found dead. Their heads were in a polythene bag. These are Igbo people. They are killing us in the north. They are deporting us from the west, even in our own place. Ause Amandianeze. That is why we need Biafra, championed by men of honor and integrity. When we tell people that anybody lying to you in the name of Biafra should not be entertained, these are the things we are talking about. Because if you allow evil an inch, it will consume you. Now, rather than us talking about how to build Biafra and how to develop it, we are reporting rather very sadly in our nation of all places that three fresh heads, two girls and a boy, have been found in a polythene bag. Maybe tomorrow we'll hear that a grandmother sold the grandchild to somebody else for 50,000 naira. These are the reasons why we need Biafra. I keep going back to what Professor Donatusi Benwoga wrote many years ago. He said that everything bad that is happening to the Igbo people now is as a result of the fact that they are within Nigeria. Remove them from Nigeria, give them their own destiny in their own hands, they will be a different people altogether. This nonsense happened at Onitsha because we are in one Nigeria. There is no more value for the things that we used to revere in our land. There is no more value for life, despite the fact that, as Ekwentia taught us in America, that mad who means the beauty of life, mad nkendo, the beauty of life. That is why life is revered and is sacrosanct. That is why we don't kill. But now look at what is happening to our people. We have now gone and copied the very worst part of other people, and we have brought it in. This is what is happening. and we're asking Walesho Yinka, he's a social critic, he's talking about River State, how Jonathan is going to truncate democracy in River State. Why have you not said anything about Igbo people being deported from Lagos State? Why haven't you said anything? He is a social critic. They are saying that River State will bring Nigeria down, democracy. How about the killing of Igbo people in the north? Not us. Killing of 16 Igbo people in the north, because it's only Igbo people, because some of them are daft. That is, they are the ones still living in the north. They are the ones still being killed. They are the ones who are Christians in the north. Let us go back to and see what this news is saying. That Boko Haram killed 16 people in a church in Borno. The Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, their president, Pastor Ayo, Odisejuofor, is always Yoruba people leading. The Anglican Church is Yoruba. Catholic Church is Yoruba. Pentecostal is Yoruba. Eh? It's amazing. 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 They are alleging that Boko Haram members handcuffed. They handcuffed these people, these poor Igbo people, traders in the north, and burnt them to death in a church in a place called Blue. B-L-U. Ebeburu, huh? They were burnt. At the stake, they were burnt like witches. So they see them as witches in the north. That's why they were burnt at the stake. This Christian Association of Nigeria issued a statement. Pastor Odisejuofor is saddened by the twin explosion by Boko Haram in Kano Metropolis. No, it is not Kano Metropolis. It is at a place called Sabongeri, strangers' quarters where Igbos live. If anybody can find one single Yoruba person living in Sabongeri, anything they want, we'll give them. If you go there, it's all Igbo people. My own distant cousin was killed. Ikechukwu Anosike. I'm sure you've heard about it. Yes, I still have the pictures on my phone. It was sent to me, his dead body. We bribed the mortuary where they kept his body to be brought home, to not have to bury him. Have you heard that since they've been killing us, have you ever seen mass burial of these people that they have killed? Even if they say it's only 15, Kebanel India, where are they burying these people that they are killing? Where are they being buried? They will not even allow, they kill us in the north, they will not allow us to bring our bodies home. They won't let us bring our people back home and bury them. In the normal, traditional Igbo Biafran way of burying people, they kill us in the north, they put us in mass graves. Sometimes I don't know where to start. And sometimes I don't, if not for the burden placed upon us, I'm telling you, this so-called peaceful something is not going to work. I very much doubt if that's going to be. We must engage these people and engage them very soon. We must. This nonsense has to stop, because nobody is going to stop it. Nobody is reporting it. Today, again, we have scanned all the news media, BBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox News, Al Jazeera, French 24, Canal Plus, all of them. Nobody is reporting what is happening to our people, apart from Radio Biafra. Where do you think you'll be without Radio Biafra? Even the little restraint they are showing, the fact that Fashola is responding, that governors in the north are responding to our sister. I don't know if she was kidnapped or drugged or whatever that they did to her. It goes to show that everybody is listening to Radio Biafra. Of course they do. That's why they, if not, they will just abandon us and keep killing us and keep deporting us. It is coming to an end. We will go around here to get the views of people. Please, Chidera, stay where you are. We are coming to you for your opinion. I will start with Uchemefor, please. What do you make of the... I don't know if is unrelenting. Sometimes people may think that some of these stories are made up, but they are real. They are here, happening to our people, and I'm wondering for how long is this going to last. Please.
Yes, everything Radio Biafra is saying is real, especially the developments in Nigeria, contraption called Nigeria, against the people of Biafra. Recently, as is being reported in the news, Boko Haram again burned churches in Borno State, Maiduguri precisely. And you wonder who are in those churches. Of course, your guess is as good as mine. The people who are Christians and who have tenaciously continued to practice Christianity in another part of Nigeria are mostly Igbos. And the only thing I can say, and I'll still be saying, which is, I think, is position of Radio Biafra, is for our people to leave that part of the country and head eastwards. If you cannot live in the eastern part of Nigeria, the southeast, go to south-south, at least there is some level of protection there, as it is of for today. So we are calling on all our people who are living in other part of Nigeria, including my family members, those who want to hear, they will let them hear. Those who don't want to hear, now let them continue to live there, and they will continue to kill them, they will continue to kill us. There is no future for us in Nigeria, there is no future for Igbos, for Biafrans, in any part of northern part of Nigeria. The best thing to do is to go home. Go home. I know relocation is not easy, but it has come to a stage where we must take action. Your life is more important than any other thing. If you have two shops, if you're a businessman, a trader, if you have two shops, think of how to relocate one down east. Gradually go down east. Relocate your families, because these people are not your friends. Northern part of Nigeria is not a place for us. The Muslims, the Hausas, and Fulanis, they are not our friends, they are not our brothers, we are not related, historically and otherwise. So there is no point remaining there thinking that you are one Nigeria. We are not, because events in the last 40 decades up until today has shown us, or have shown us, that there is no need, there is no basis for Nigeria's unity. The best solution is Biafra, and on that we stand.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Doctor, what is your contribution, or what do you make of the headlines we are presenting? There's quite a lot of them to pick from.
Absolutely, and I want to pick the one that is associated with Fashola, the deportation of Igbo people and P2B. Our esteemed listeners, wherever you are, you see, often at times, including myself, we say that our chief host and our director Nandi is at times very aggrieved and annoyed and talk with annoyance. I understand him at times. I'm one of the people who said, Nandi, you can mellow down. But at times, myself, being a member of the editorial board, I have the opportunity to speak, contribute every day. But when I am overwhelmed by the headline or the story of the day, I become so sober, so annoyed to the point that I cannot bring myself to making contributions, because what I will say will be taken in an evidence against me or against Radio Biafra. Having said that, I want to say this with regard to Fashola, the statement he issued, whatever he said in relation to a reaction of the governor of Anambra State, the host state where these people were dumped. Internal deportation. Please, I am throwing challenge to our listeners all over the world. Please go and Google or check your dictionaries for internal deportation. If you have heard of, you know, instance of internal deportation, please feel free to call Radio Biafra and say, oh no, and tell us where and where, with instances, just as Radio Biafra stands. We just as our director said, before we say something on the air, we try to make sure that we have searched it and make sure that we know what we are talking about. On this instant, if anybody knows anywhere in the world where there has been an internal deportation, that is, a people deported inside their own country, please come up and let us talk about it. And it is that is why I picked that as one of the topic I want to discuss. The Fashola is the governor of Lagos State. He claims, or he is a son. I don't want to be derogative. He is a son. That is his title. But how can one claim to be a son and want Igbo people to be diplomatic and follow due process when they are subjected to such inhuman and I don't even I've lost word. The way, the best way to put it, the most appalling degradation, humiliation of facing internal internal deportation here in the United Kingdom. For the for those who are not in the United Kingdom, you want to know for your information, it is a news that the British Border Agency, they are going about sniffing, trying to find out people who are illegal in the United Kingdom according to the law of the land, to deport them. This is recognized. This is acceptable in international law, in international relations, in everything. But can you tell me how, where can it be justified that a people are being deported in their own country within the same geographical setting? I leave that to for people to ponder. And a governor who is trying to tell our people, to tell the receiving governor, where their people, where Igbo people, where Biafran people, or non even Biafran people, where when you look like or you sound like Igbo, you sound like Biafran, you will be deported to Niger Bridge. And the recipient governor is the Anambra State governor, and he wants the governor to be diplomatic about it. Hello, Governor Fashola. If you are in that, if you are in Governor Obi's shoe, will you adopt due process for you to be, for you to address this issue? Please, Governor Obi did what he did partly because of pressure from Radio Biafra, because it is Radio Biafra that broke this news, analyzed it, and whipped up, if you like, call it sentiment. Fashola is saying that Governor Obi is trying to whip up Igbo sentiment in Lagos State to incite Igbo people against Lagosians. Hello, the people of Lagos State, the Igbos in Lagos State are already aggrieved. They don't need any incitement. What you have done to them, what Lagos State has done to them, is enough to make them feel aggrieved. Do you remember of Ladipo Market? Do you remember of Alaba Market? Do you remember what Igbos have done in Lagos and the injustice that has been meted against them? Where do you want to start? Where do we want to finish? Let that be as it may. Then, for the governor to think that we will be diplomatic in this aspect is not acceptable. So, Igbo people are aggrieved. We have the right to express ourselves the way we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, Barrister.
Yes, our people, the reason why we always talk the way we talk is because we are really not happy what is going on. As I have said many times, for those in diaspora, we probably do not need to worry much about what is happening in Nigeria or the zoological country of Nigeria. But we have taken it upon ourselves to be worried, to get concerned, because our people are the people that are being killed. I know some of you are there on Facebook writing rubbish, who does not even feel that their own brother or sister is being killed. I was speaking last week that it is necessary, absolutely vital, for us to speak English so as to get our messages across to the universe. Some people are writing against me. Fine. But my message is, let us restore Biafra. We can write and read in our own vernacular. If we are speaking Igbo, Fashola and his people will not even understand what we are talking about. It is necessary that our messages are thrown aboard so that whoever is concerned will understand the plight of the Igbos and how grieved and angry we are. We cannot descend down as if we are talking in a beer parlor, selling fish and talking about one-to-one of how the news is going about. We have to speak in an international language. Now, Fashola is now having a problem with he's having a problem with the governor, Obi. This is the kind of things we like. Let Obi point out that his people are being sent away from the country they say they belong to. I don't think they do. The Igbos don't belong anywhere. wherever we are, we've been sent home. Our markets have been destroyed. Money taken away from us. Boko Haram rounding people up and killing. Director said it earlier. Of course, we are pursuing the legal side. But as things are going, the legal side might be abandoned. And then it becomes iron to iron, according to the book of Job. We cannot continuously be preaching peace while our opponents are really digging, killing us. And we are just dying in hell while they are laughing at us. The Yorubas and the Hausas. It's time for the Igbos to look up and say enough is enough. And we cannot be sitting down and going legally while you are killing us. Thank you.
Yes, because there will be nobody to go to court. Because going legal means that somebody has to go to court. If you kill all of us, there will be no court anymore to go to. That is why everything is on the table. Everything is on the review. Radio Biafra is funded and supported by listeners all over the world. Sometimes, of course, we do have what is called the final say in the editorial decision. But the guidance and the route we take is determined by our listeners. Chidera, are you there? Which part of the news that you just presented to us grabs your attention?
Yeah, I agree with what Dr. Egemba said, that the Igbos have already been incited against the Yorubas regarding to what happened in the Ladipo market. So Governor Fashola is talking about now is rather late, because there have been a lot of things. There have been a lot of marginalization in Lagos. So the Igbos have already been incited against them. And this goes to show that they already feel that the Igbos in Lagos don't own it, even though they have houses there. Because in his statement here, he did mention that that it wasn't necessary for them to be against their hosts, meaning that they own Lagos and they're hosting the Igbos there, and they can send them away whenever they wish. So it's something that we should think about and go back to organize our place. Also, about the Muslim, the convert charity, they are now talking because they know that we are cowards. If there was a Muslim that Christians converted, Hage Pepe, they would just burn. They would burn everywhere in Igbo land.
Of course, they'll kill everybody.
What you say?
They will kill everybody. Yeah, you can try it. Go to the north and take a Muslim girl and say you converted her to Church of Christ of Chosen Lord. You die there.
Yeah, so I'm so sad that these people know that we are cowards and they just go ahead and do whatever they like. So this is a time for us to rise up and say that enough is enough to all these things and go and restore our nation, Biafra. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And please remember where you are. You know the number to call if you want to join us. We are also introducing our brother engineer, Chukwune Ebunezie, but is with us here in the studio as well. Please, before we proceed, engineer, can you say hello to our wonderful people all over the world listening to Radio Biafra, people who are hopeful that one day Biafra is coming, and those that know that Biafra has to come before 2015 or else we have wasted our time. Please go ahead.
I welcome all Biafrans and our ardent listeners of Radio Biafra to this day's programs. I urge you to participate actively and take active part in restoring Biafra. We know what we are going through since the war. They have been killing our people and destroying our properties and our money, you know, relegating us to, you know, to a downtrodden. It has gotten to a stage where we will answer our father's name. So that's why we are today presenting an unusual program, you know, based on the situation on the ground. Welcome to today's program.
Thank you very much. And as time goes on, of course, we know that there's a lot of traffic on the way. You are coming from a very far place. And people must understand that Radio Biafra, we are not full-time people. Nobody pays us to do what we are doing. It's quite ironic. So we go to work. If we come into the studio very late, that is the way it is, because we have to go to work. Some of us have to be able to survive that. This is Radio Biafra welcoming you once again. If you want to call us, you can call us either via Skype or via the telephone. A lot of people said previously that they were having difficulties. Please, can any of the admins who are listening, please go to the Facebook page and announce that if you're having difficulties getting Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co to please go to other websites. We listed many more websites. That is why we listed them. If you have problem on one, if there is overcapacity on one, you then go to another one. Radio Biafra is listened to by over 2 million people. That puts a lot of stress on our server. So if one server is a bit shaky, if it is up to capacity, you go to another one. That was why we announced or we listed out other places where you can get Radio Biafra. Let's go and take this caller for the day, this very first call this evening. Give us your name and where you are. Place the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, Ron Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Chukwuka Prince Obele calling from Dakar, Senegal, Bezmi.
Yeah, please go ahead, we're listening, go ahead.
Yeah, I so much appreciate you guys for the good work you people are doing. May it be a friend. And I've been following this very program, the news, and also the program that are going on. I want to thank you people. Honestly, I'm so much happy. It seems to me as if we are to get this very country be a flat tomorrow. I can't wait to see that country come true. Now I've been following all the whole contribution people have been making. Well, especially what that is barrister, what he said yesterday concerning the lawyer that is in charge of Nigeria and Biafra case over there in Nigeria. So I really believe what the barrister said is what it's gonna be and what is already having in plan or whatever to say. So what I'm saying is that very lawyer cannot declare Biafra to go. So what we need to do is to start up somewhere by doing something that the whole world will be assured of and know that these people, they are really fighting for something, for their own concern. We that are here shouting every day talking about those that have been killed, without taking any action, I don't think something else will be done. So we have to start somewhere. Maybe mobilizing guys. Me, as I'm here now, I'm very hot. And honestly, I must tell you nothing but the truth. I'm hot, and whatever thing that we want to do in Nigeria there, I'm ready to do that in order to get what we are seeking for. I pray that our dream must come true. My belief is that Biafra has come to stay, and it must come to stay. Secondly, I want to know the people that I'm to follow over here, the group that is hosting in Dakar here. I don't really know. I have added a group here, but I don't think it's the right people that I'm following. So I just want to know the right people to fill over here. Thank you.
Okay, we'll be able to do so. Please send us your details via Skype. You called us through Skype. Send us your details and we'll be able to get you to the right people, as you said. We'll be able to link you up with our people in Senegal, because we are very, very hopeful that Senegal is coming up to be as formidable as Malaysia, as formidable as we are hoping, like all the other places that are growing up as well. Even Germany is rising up. So thank you very much. Send us your details and then we'll get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I will do just that right now. I will do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless Biafra. One love to all.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Nandi. My name is Chukwuka Prince. I'm calling from Egypt.
You're calling from Egypt. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Nandi, I posted something on the Facebook asking that we need to equip our youth. I think we are taking all this matter legally. And our opponents, they are taking it destructive and they are not following the law. So I believe that it's not law in Nigeria. This Boko Haram, the type 60 people in the mic and the bomb, they are not human being awake. And the government of Nigeria have nothing to show off. Yoruba in Lagos, they are doing their part. And they are using Nigeria force to intimidate the evils. I think it's now we have to look for something to be done, something must be done. While we are feeling this thing in the way, and something worse and worse is happening, and there is nobody talking about it.
Yes,
it's very grieving. It's very grieving in the heart of the people. I feel like we don't have men anymore in Nigeria. What is this nonsense all over?
The nonsense is that we are trying to build something from the grassroots. It is because those that went before. This is what we are saying, is that our people has been so much confused that they don't know where to go anymore. That is why we have organization after organization at home claiming they are fighting for Biafra, but they are all toothless bulldogs. They can't do anything. Because as one very famous politician once said, he said, if your enemies don't love you, at least let them fear you. Nobody loves us. Nobody is afraid of us. Nobody fears us. So we are nothing. How can people deport us from Lagos State? Boko Haram had the temerity, Hausa Fulani people, to go to a church, take our people and kill them in a place called Blue, BLU in Borno. And then the next day they went to Sabongari and killed us. And the most painful part is that even the dead bodies, we are not allowed to see them. We cannot bring them back to Igbo land to bury them. So anybody who is in the north, if they kill you in the north, you are finished, you die there. And that is the end of you. But we are coming. Please have some hope, because we are coming. And without, hell will come behind us. The caller on the phone, please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, they can't. Please stay where you are. We must connect you properly. We must get the connection right. Please remain where you are. Remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Excuse me, but I need to say something.
Go ahead. What is your name again and where are you calling from?
My name is Christian. I'm from Russia.
Christian, what is your surname? What is your father's name?
Anna Yegwomo. Anna Yegwomo from Imo State.
That is better.
I'm the son of Anna Russian.
That's good. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Christian, go ahead.
Please, can they connect me? Because I have something to say. Because of all this issue about getting Biafra, you can be able to think about how Ojukwu, who started this issue. So, we lost Odilogu Ojukwu. So, when we lost Odilogu Ojukwu, now, talking about Biafra, we need to first of all look about it. We need to look about the politicians in Igbo land. They are fighting against politicians, fighting against one another, but they cannot out to present Biafra. They are fighting for themselves, they are not fighting for Biafra. And we need to have peace. Look at how they are killing people in the north. The people that are killing in the north, them are Igbos. Because they have no place to go. But we need to create a place for them to be before they are coming back home. But the Igbo, the politicians in Igbo, any dream or something. Something any dream or in a prayer was the call not only the way the Hagano. Someone didn't allow us to come and have a lot of money around the Hana Laba. You have a way to have a lot of money. I could see the prayer was the Hama and have a lot of money around the Hana Laba. On the boom, 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 Russia, most of them said, I'm going to have to prison, different places. So from different countries. But if this anyone in Nigeria, with Nigerian passport, and one had been like that, so now you need to go to Lebanon, you need to go to Lebanon, let me Ukraine, bigger than your Ukraine, and you won't need to. You will respect the country, and you will be Russian, or in Nigeria. So when you go to Lebanon, you're going to go to Lebanon, you're going to go to Lebanon, after all you need to contribute, my dear. You know, brother, you will ever come to contact on the Russian. I mean, just hear my anyhow. All you can contact, I know. I'm not coming to the end. Mako, it's my head that contribute.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The Agujebe is in Russia. So what you need to do is to text us. You're calling us via the phone. You text us your telephone number and your email so we can give it to Agujebe, who is the coordinator in Russia. Russia is already established. We give it to him and
Agujebe.
That is correct.
Agujebe, mama, all on a Russian.
Yes.
But Hana, I thought
yes, go ahead. This is gone. He is gone. We want people to be very, very concise when they come to Radio Biafra and also very erudite. We have another caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
My name is Daniel Chukwu from Italy.
Yes, Daniel Chukwu from Italy. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
What I want to ask is that as Nigerian court don't want to call us to court, don't want to fix the date. I'm asking, what the paper they recognize Biafra? Can't we take the paper to Court of Appeal?
Yes, it's a very good question. Yes, we can. Of course, we can. Every option is on the table. Appeal is also one of it. Every option is on the table, and after this program, the editorial board is here. We'll be discussing it in very great detail to determine our next line of action. Appeal is one of those. But we cannot be appealing when they're killing our people. Do we know that our people are dying at home? They're killing our people all over the place. They're deporting us. You come back home and they cut off your head. Do you not hear about the news of the three heads they found at Onitsha? Everything is against us. Let us try and do something. Yeah, what are we wasting time for? What are we wasting time for? Can anybody tell me why we are not safe in any part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? You come back to your own home territory, they are cutting off your heads. How are we going to fold our arms? Does it mean we live abroad and die and that's the end of us as a people, as a race? Chineke Kwari Hodjo, we cannot allow that to happen.
I'm saying, do you think the paper also, can you take up to this Nigeria High Court or even outside court, international court? Has they already signed and recognized Biafra and they don't want to call us, they know what they are running?
We cannot be going to court when they are killing us. There comes a time when you stop running and you turn and face your enemy. And that time is coming. We don't have time anymore to be running around. What are we going to court for? How about if we go to court and they send this petition to cut off our heads? Then what happens? Then what happens to the struggle? What happens to it? Eh? If they do that, then what happens to us? We must understand that we are under attack. We are under both spiritual and physical attack as a people. And we must do something about it. The time for hoping that something happens has come and gone. The people that you're looking up to do something at home, they cannot do anything. They cannot do anything. We are beyond redemption in that very sense. That is why every hope is upon us. The same way that the people in Russia, Golden Meir, Ben Gurion, and others of them left Russia and went back to Israel to restore Zion to Israel's full place. That is what we need to do from the diaspora. It is incumbent upon us. Those back home have been contaminated. They are all corrupt. It is for the people who are living outside, who are uncontaminated, to be able to go back home and bring this redemption we're talking about. It has to take some degree of action, not just wishful thinking. We must begin to do something now, starting from our transmitter. If our transmitter goes into our territory, Yirinanaba will end in one day. We'll be able to raise an army on the ground to send these people into exile. Without transmitter, we can't do anything. Without media, we cannot do anything. So that is why it's very, very important that we do that. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm from Russia before.
Okay, please wait. Your line went off. Please stay where you are now. You're still where you are. Let's take this call. This is radio. Can you lower the system, please? Turn your system down. Turn it down. Hello. Turn your system back. Hello. Oh, yeah, turn it off and then you speak to us over the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Give us your name and where you are.
I'm speaking to Isaac from South Africa.
Isaac from South Africa, go ahead. We are listening.
In fact, I was watching the pictures how Fatuola was lying our brothers down through the west side. This thing is, it has been, I don't know how we can be able to handle this. I don't know, because enough is enough. Even like yesterday, I was discussing with people, trying to enlighten them. They say they are from Delta, from, they say if we take Biafra. I was trying to teach them something, to tell them that even if we take Biafra, if we get Biafra. Hello?
We are listening, please go ahead. We are listening, please go ahead. When you're talking, we don't want to interrupt you. Please go ahead and say what you're saying.
If we get Biafra, it's the best option for them. They should remember that Obasanjo, in the first year Obasanjo entered as a president, he committed a genocide.
Yes, go
ahead. Many people. He killed so many people. Nobody is talking about Obasanjo and his genocide. He did a great genocide in India. He did a lot of things. He stole the money from Biafra land to the right people. And also, he went to Zimbabwe to buy a farm. They say that Igbo people are money mongers. They like money. all these people are the people that are eating our money. It's our money, oil money, or what comes from the Biafran soil. People like Obasanjo, they came to South Africa and buy a higher share in one casting center. We got all those facts. Those people are eating our money. Yoruba people are busy squandering our money. They say they don't need us in Lagos State. Best thing to do is to go and establish ourselves. And the find a means, even if it's to cut Head Bridge or cut the river venue, so that we know that we are not one. To just close that bridge, let them know that we don't love to stay with them. They say that they don't love us to stay with them. We want to be out from them. If there's anything we can do, I don't know how we can be able to put this thing down. Because I tried to find a means to go to Facebook. I've been battling to go to Facebook. Maybe, you know, it's not everything you can discuss openly.
My brother, there are some things everybody must do something now, starting from today. There is no longer need to talk. Wherever you are an ambassador for Biafra. Begin to mobilize people around you. That is what we've been saying from time, so that it will be easier for us when we are going home, because we need support logistically in everything, in acquisition. If we go back to confront these people, and you will be there, you know, be lan all to go and meet these people, we need support. Where is that support going to come from? Where is this? If we pack now and go home, we can't even afford the transmitter, for goodness sake. People are sitting on money, going to church every Sunday and giving money to Pentecostal pastors. When there is something to be done, our place is burning. They are killing us. We are dying every blessed day, and people are going to be giving their money to Yoruba pastors. You should keep quiet. Incredible.
No, we are not going to keep quiet any longer. That is what I'm saying. Because if there's a means, I'm trying to discuss with people here. If there's a means, if you people can come here and mobilize, like when you come, we tell them there's international people.
Yeah, hello?
And when you people come, like if you come like South Africa, I know you will be. I was discussing with one of the another guy. I told him to mobilize more people, because we need to mobilize ourselves. More than this, we need to do something. Another guy I was discussing with him, I said, yes, what he said, that the way you talk approach people is that I said it's 100% right. Our people are dumb. Without somebody like you to talk to them like that, they won't be, they cannot be able to move forward. This is the best time for us to move forward. We need to move forward. We need to go forward. We need to achieve something. We don't need to say we are Biafra, after we will die. No, it's enough. It's a time for us to fight. Even if it's to use our last blood to fight, we will fight it.
Yes.
I'm not happy that I'm here in South Africa. Even if I have a citizen of South Africa today, one day they will find a means to collect that document from me. They will deport me.
It's happening to us in England.
Even if I have anything.
It's happening to us in England. Please, my brother, hang on. Let's tell you something, because there are others waiting to come in as well. What you need to do is to go and organize South Africa. Simple as that. Go and mobilize people. End of story. Mobilize people. Go and do that immediately and contact us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. We'll come to you. Omerua, stay where you are. We are going to come to you next. Please, barrister, why is it that these things are happening and the so-called social critics like Wole Soyinka, they are quiet? Why are they quiet? And why is it difficult for our people to understand that we are facing danger? Why is it difficult?
Director, our people are bought over, both by the Yorubas and the Hausas. It's only a few minority who are not enjoying the process of Nigeria. And those that are enjoying it, if you tell them that Biafra is coming tomorrow, they say go to hell. They will start laughing at you. Why do you want Biafra? Because they are well seated. They are happy. There is a proverb our people normally say in Owerri. When Nadi Jiajia, Yashi Brian Oneji, when a man is well seated, you tell others you can go wherever you want to sit. Once our people realize that those who are seated, your own time is coming. When the cow finished the yam of the first person, it will go to the second person until it gets to the third person. When those who are not enjoying are killed, you sitting on the throne, it will be your turn. Don't think that you'll be immune from this particular problem. You should examine yourself. Fight now so that tomorrow you enjoy, or relax. Tomorrow you'll be killed. Thank you, Director.
Yeah, thank you very much. I don't know what we need to do, because it seems to me that Nigeria is trying to frustrate us with this very court case. This case, we have made the amendments to our paper and they have filed it away. They said that the judge is on the judicial holiday, but Boko Haram is not on holiday killing us. Boko Haram has not taken any holiday. Honorable Justice Shuaibu is on holiday, and our people are dying in the north. Boko Haram has even come back to work. As the judge is going on holiday, they are intensifying their work. What are we going to do? Because there has to be tangible things. How do we get this message? Can you hang one day banner for them to understand? How are we going to get this thing across to them so that they may understand the need to come to the rescue of those who are dying in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, please?
It is difficult, Nandi, to get our people to understand what is happening, because there is a high level of ignorance at every level. At every level, because many educated people are also ignorant of what is happening. If you talk to Igbo people in Lagos, they will advance you. They will come up with 1,001 reasons why they should remain and fight from where they are. But if you scratch and cross-examine them, you will see them faltering. You see them falling by the wayside. Just as you pointed out before, you have social critics, Professor Wole Soyinka, who is a Nobel laureate, has claimed to be a social critic. He critiques when it suits him. He critiques when it suits the people who compensate him in one way or the other, either from compensation from the state government or from the federal government. Now, a social critic supposed to be unbiased. In this instance, Professor Wole Soyinka, if you are listening, or you hear, there must be somebody who is listening now that can pass message to Professor Wole Soyinka. We are putting this question to you. Are you unbiased? Which one is more important? River State government do not have any crisis. They are part of the Nigerian government. Nigeria has not declared any state of emergency in Lagos, and Wole Soyinka has dabbed into that problem. Now, you have a real socio-economic problem that is more than enough to trigger off a security issue in the country. Deportation of people within their own country. Nobody's talking about it. He has not raised a voice. We have human rights organizations who are supposed to be unbiased. None of them has come up to speak against inhumanity of man against man within Nigeria. Internal deportation, I've not heard of it anywhere. We are still waiting for our listeners to come back to us to see if there has been any case of internal deportation elsewhere in the world. How about religious organizations? When we talk here that you should go against, you should stop contributing your money through tithe and offering to Pentecostal churches, because they are not going to argue your case. They are not going to support you. They are not going to do anything to assuage your problem. Then you think that we are against pastors and religion. No, we are against injustice. Most Pentecostal churches, they are being biased against the Biafran and the Igbo people. It's a charge we are throwing against them. Pentecostal churches, most of them headed by the Yoruba people, are biased against Igbo people, against Biafran people. God said that you should speak against evil wherever they are. But the Pentecostal churches and their head choose to close their eyes against evil.
If you have had any of them speaking against internal deportation, call Radio Biafran, tell us. If you have had any of them standing up in their pulpit, standing up, saying with using the opportunity of their respective radio stations and the TV stations to speak against people, killing their people, killing Igbo people in the north, let us know. So, with all these things, the social critics, religious leaders, and the human rights organizations in Nigeria, they are biased against Biafran and Igbo people. If you think that you are not, let us tell us, call Radio Biafra, go to the press, and tell us what you have done to prove that you are not biased against Igbo people. That's what I have to say for now.
Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call and then we'll go to Uche. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. My name is Uchenna Onyema from Arochukwu.
Uchenna Onyema from Arochukwu. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm coming from London here.
From London, please go ahead.
Okay, good evening, my director. I've been listening to the program ever since February, I think. And I've just noticed something on the website. I was about to donate something towards the transmitter, and I noticed that there's an organization that offers donations as well on our website.
Sorry, which organization is that? Which other organization is asking for donation on our website? Which other organization is that?
Okay, well, the only thing it says there is that we have declared war on hunger. Then at the bottom of it, it says IslamicRelief.org.uk.
Where? On Radio Biafra website?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. You know at the top where the logo is, and the names, like different kinds of adverts comes up, and they pass by.
No, Radio Biafra. Is
yeah, it says in defense of freedom and all that.
That is correct, yes. You're saying that there is something about Islamic hunger on Radio Biafra?
Yes. What's that about?
Is that possible? Is that Google Ad or something? Is that Google AdSense or something? That could be an advert placed by Google, not Radio Biafra, God forbid Satan. It's not conceivable.
That advert stood there for like 2 minutes. You know, other adverts come and blend and flash and flash and then go off. But this one stood for a while before.
Maybe we should remove adverts from that place then, if that is the case. It's not even that we're making any sizable or reasonable income from it. Is anytime you click on any of those adverts, I think you will get 0.001p or something like that. It will take about 1 million people to click on it for you to get anything reasonable. So if it is confusing people, then we'll ask Google to take it down. We don't want anything Islamic on that very website. Nothing at all whatsoever. We'll tell Google about it, yes.
And it has a logo of a mosque on it as well.
The logo of a mosque, that is incredulous. We'll try and tell Google to remove it. If you want to help Radio Biafra, our button is donate. You can't miss it. It is called donate. If the donate money to Radio Biafra is not going to, we don't say what we want to do with the money against Muslims. But
don't worry, I know exactly how to do it and what to do. But I just that, and I thought I should let you know.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
I'm coming from all angles.
Yes, we'll talk to Google and try and let them know. And thank you for this very information. Thank you. We're very grateful. Uh-huh. You are foresighted and you're very sharp. Are you a police officer?
I'm not a police officer, but I've done a security job. And
So you put your service to good use. Your office, you put it to good use. Thank you very, very much for your observance. And do whatever you can to help Radio Biafra. We have a lot of work to do. We can stop killing people. Go ahead.
Another thing, I've spoken to you once before, offline, before you went to Israel.
Yes.
And I would like to speak to you again, offline, because what I want to contribute, apart from financially, to the struggle, is more the hardcore part of it. So it's not something I will be talking on air about, because it's not everything that we should be talking on air. I don't know if there's any other way to contact you.
Call this number this evening, 12 midnight. You call this number, this same number you've called, call it again, 12 midnight tonight.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll talk to you later then.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you for calling. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Uche, what do you make of this? What are we going to do with Google AdSense? You're the one in charge of all this. What is going to happen to it?
Nobody has control over the advert. As a matter of fact, these are internet adverts. Radio Biafra donate button is very clear, and anybody who wants to donate to Radio Biafra can donate to Radio Biafra. Anybody seeing Google Ad advertising mosque, I don't know why they are not seeing Radio Biafra ad. So what I'm trying to say is that our brother should not be entertaining so much fear. It's about willingness. If you like, you donate there. If you don't like, you leave it. But nobody is actually being compelled to.
No, but it could give a misleading impression that somehow we are tied to mosques and Islam.
No, but it is not.
Okay.
And it's very clear.
Okay.
These are Google Ads.
Mm.
It is even separate from Radio Biafra donate button, which is very clear.
Okay.
So I don't think that
there's no link.
Okay. There's no link,
and we don't have control over the ads.
Don't have control. These are internet ads.
Anything can be on
any website.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes, Doctor, what do you want to say?
Just reinforce what you just said. Anybody who has got a laptop or iPad or this is all this pop-up that comes, you don't have control over it. The same thing applies to us, but with time we will see what we can do to see if we can control it, because it will not all go well in our image, more especially in our website, to have anything to do with either Islamic symbol, mosque, or even if we have control, we will tell Google any advice is welcome, but anything to do with Muslim or their mosque or symbol or this thing is not acceptable in our website. That's the only thing I want to add.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, Richard, go ahead.
Yes, I want to respond to the position and the plight of our people in Nigeria. My position on that is that, very simple, the time has come when we must activate our right to self-defense. If anybody kills you, kill that person back, because nobody has monopoly of violence. The legal side of thing is on its own. It's a unique side of action being taken by the legal team for Biafra. But on the side of somebody's existence, we have the right to exist. And anybody that says we cannot exist, the law even supports it, that you have the right to self-defense. If somebody kills you, stand up. If you even sense that they are coming to kill you, stand up and kill them. You have the right to self-defense. So all businessmen, all Igbo businessmen, Biafran businessmen, wherever you are, wherever you are living, while we continue to march for our collective self-emancipation, Biafra restoration, you have the right to live. Anybody that says you will not live, let that person not live. This cowardice must stop. This is going to stop. And no more tolerance. No more condoning of evil. All the people, even the so-called political leaders of thought in the eastern part of Nigeria, I'm surprised that Governor Peter Obi has woken up from sleep, but I don't know whether he will go back. But it is as a result of pressure from Radio Biafra and all the people, all men and women of goodwill of Biafra, standing up for the Biafran people, especially the Igbos, who are being massacred like animals, and nobody is talking about it. They told us that Nigeria is for everybody, but the Nigerian government is doing nothing about the killing of Igbos. But rather, they are compensating Boko Haram that have been killing Igbos. All the compensation they are giving to Boko Haram, they use it to buy weapons to kill us the more.
Yes. Yes,
that is nonsense.
And you saw
it is incredible.
There was a lie being carried by Vanguard saying that Shekau has been killed by his subordinates. You know what they're trying to do?
To balance. But we are here. Radio Biafra is on air. No more. There is no more. This is no more time for people to write our stories for us, because we have come into the scene and there is no going back. If anybody kills you, kill that person. The time has come. Let that war start today. Not tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are still here. That this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. But I don't know if that is still your own viewpoint as well, because our file is in the court at Owerri. They've thrown it somewhere. It's gathering dust. Everything is climbing on top of our file. The judge is away in Caribbean having fun. Maybe he went there with a five-year-old. Who knows? He's a Muslim. Is that an offense to take a child with you when you're going on holiday? So what we are now asking is, when, up until what point, and what is that trigger point? When does the consciousness of our people begin to wake up? Or are they going to be there until they will kill so many of them? Or how many number? Let us put it this way. They've killed 3.5 million already and counting. How much more do they have to kill before we come to our senses?
Director, I have a lot to say about what is going on in Nigeria, all aspects of what's going on. If you mention what they are doing in the north, the killing of Igbos and Biafrans all over, deportation of people from the west, and now the internal decimation of the Igbos within. It's the way Nigeria has been created. Nigeria was created and had an imposition of what I call a suppressive police and army. Not created, not the army or the police force we had was a police force created to suppress and hold down their own people. That's why what we see is that you have people from the north being sent to an area, they can kill anybody there simply because they don't know anybody, they're not from there. They don't have any allegiance to the people, and they don't know who they're killing. To them, they are just strangers. So, even to police the area, they are not important to them. So, Nigeria is like a loop soldier society. So, in fact, I don't know how words to describe it. But we, the Igbos, has been very, very complacent. You see, we have been backing. It's like we are like a backing dog, and a backing dog never bite. You see, we have lost our senses. And that is that we have to sit down, and people are laughing at us. They can kill us anyhow, like a chicken, and in fact, dump our body, the body of Biafra anywhere, and nobody will ask. Nobody will say anything. Even if you have a state government that's supposed to be elected by the people, they will not speak out. There is one time they beheaded an Igbo chap called Akiluka, and they carried his head on a stick and paraded the whole of Kano, because they say that he used the Quran to wipe his to go to toilet,
which is a lie.
They cut off his head and they carried the head on a pole and paraded the whole of street of Kano to show what they can do to anybody that goes against them. We know how much they paid to the family of the man who founded Boko Haram. They paid them 100 million naira. That's what they paid to the family. But how much have they given to all these Biafrans they have been killing in the north? Not even one single naira. Nobody has even seen their dead body. So what are the Igbos doing? Are they dogs? So what it is that we are going to do is, that's what they call the coalition of the willing. Coalition of the willing. The first time I heard about it is when George Bush were trying to invade Iraq, and a lot of the country don't want to go, and they formed what they call a coalition of the willing. There's a people, coalition of these willing are the people who are willing to be able to stand up for the Igbos. A lot of people have stood up for the Igbos. Somebody, Chinua Achebe, stood up for the Igbos until he died. Ojukwu stood up for the Igbos until he died. There's some people who stood up for the Igbos until they died, and history will remember them for that. Now we have very horrible people masquerading themselves as leaders who muscle themselves into power, and today they are now being exposed as hypocrites who does not have the interest of their own people at heart. They have a lot to say, but at the moment, because I don't want to monopolize the whole way for today, but I have to give chance to others to speak. As time goes on, I believe in action. Action speaks louder than voice, and that's action we are going to take very soon.
Yes, we are already getting some of them. We have some people writing to us, because don't forget that you can also text us. You can text Radio Biafra either through Skype or through the normal studio line. We have somebody writing saying, Director, should I start telling my guys in Ebonyi State to start killing Hausa people? and bomb and start bombing their places of worship as well. We have to start our own so they will know that we mean business. That's the only language to understand that we are coming. We are coming in a very little, because we don't want to start something and then stop. We want to sustain it until we get what we are looking for. Just a little bit of time. Our main arrowhead is our transmitter. Once our transmitter goes in, we'll be able to raise an army overnight, because everybody will listen to the radio. We'll have volunteers coming out overnight to meet these people head on. But without the transmitter, we are like blind. If we send people into the ground right now, they are like blind people. They cannot be able to find their way. So let us regard the transmitter as some kind of compass, as a kind of device to guide people, to guide our consciousness, to guide this very struggle into the right conclusive outcome, which we are all looking for. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you may be on this planet. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Almost the entire editorial board is here, and by virtue that also presenters at this call, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Biko Wanyahage, what is your name and where are you, please? We have somebody on the phone, but I'm not saying anything. Hello? Incredible. They are not listening. It could be a network problem. It is, which country is 4-6? You cannot have a network problem in a place with 4-6. We have somebody also sending us a text message. Your name is not here. You're saying that I think what Vitobi is doing, he is doing it for the sake of the people that was deported. He's doing it to get mass support for his candidate as the next Anambra. Our people, they make me laugh. I love them so much. They say Vitobi saying it because of election. He's not saying it because he loves the people. I love these people so much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Stanley Amari from Imo State.
Please turn your system off. Banyoya, turn it off, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. We can't take your call unless you've turned your system off. You give us you turn your system off and then we can take your call. Let us go to this, our sister. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My brother, Oscar Julius, what are you?
Yes.
I want to ask, because I hear you talking about going to the bank to pay. You say when you go to the bank and say you want to give that money for Radio Biafra, that no problem, everything is easy. But you know, kind of Italy here, they have a very big system. Yeah?
Yes, we have had people walk into Italy. Our dear brother Daniel Uchuku walked into, he didn't even go to the bank. He sent money to Radio Biafra through ATM outside. There was nobody. He managed to send money to Radio Biafra from the ATM without going into the bank. So how is it difficult for other people in Italy?
I know that the other man was telling me that he's going to do something from the post office, so it will be easier for us to do it.
That's Western Union, or you use what it's called. It's called Euro Credit or something like that. Is it called Euro Credit or something? I can't remember anymore.
No. Anyway, the man said that I just wanted to support the world. I don't want to hear more about going to the bank and this and that. You know, going to the bank. When you go there, they will talk about commission. They will talk about, or they will ask you about the so many questions. If I live here, I never seen a country like that since I was born. So, this is what I just wanted to confirm.
There is no problem. You can walk into any bank without protocol. We are asking Daniel Chuku to please call back Radio Biafra and explain to our dear sister and to every listener in the whole of Europe. If you are in Europe, you don't need to use the donate button. Take down the details, walk into any bank and say, once you give them what is called the SWIFT code and the IBAN number, they'll transfer the money direct to Radio Biafra. That's all you need to
talk about. What about the number now? For a number, that's him. Yeah. Only one day, injury in a post office, they were asking me about the account number.
We'll send you everything you give them. Once you go there, you give them that piece of paper, is done. Stay where you are. Let us see if Daniel is here. This is Radio Biafra. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, Daniel Chuku.
Yes, Daniel Chuku is on the line. Please go ahead. Explain to our sister what needs to be done. Explain to our sister, please.
Just walk into the bank. I explain to the bank manager that you want to send money to the Radio Biafra, but you have to give them your every details.
Yes, go ahead.
send them your address, the address and the what the name of this your that the number, the code this thing.
Yes, the what is called the IBAN code and the SWIFT code.
Yes,
if you're exactly if you're sending money to Radio Biafra from Europe, you need the SWIFT code. You need our name, which is RBL Management Services, which is the holding company for which RBL means Radio Biafra London. Anyway, once you have the name RBL Management Services Limited, you need the SWIFT code, you need the account number, and then you need what is called the SWIFT code and then the IBAN number. That means that anywhere you are in Europe, once you are in the European Union, including Turkey, you can go in and send money to Radio Biafra. People should stop giving excuses. I'm tired of it. They are killing our people. We cannot do it with our bare hands. We cannot allow what happened before to happen again. What happened in 1967 to 70, you know, they took us the carved stick as gun. It's not a gun. Carved stick is not the same as a gun. We must understand that. Give us your name. Hello. You are. Turn your system down, Balataya. Turn your system down, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, up on Bata. Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Liverpool.
From Liverpool. What is your name again?
Ayajiro.
Where are you from? In Igbo land. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Anambra State, Njikoka local government.
Njikoka. Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to confirm this payment of a stop. Someone just wrote in the Facebook that you can now pay on mobile phone.
Yes, but if we have the one now for mobile phone, yes, but the reason why we don't want to promote it is that before the money gets to us, it will take 67 days.
67 days?
Yes, it will take, because if you pay through your mobile phone, say you're with Vodafone in England, for instance, Vodafone will take up to 3 months to pay the company in the US before the company now gives the money to Radio Biafra. So that is for those, we must make this very clear, that is for those who are contributing on a daily basis to support Radio Biafra work. But things to do with the transmitter, we expect you, please, because it is needed urgently, we expect you to walk into your bank. If you're in Europe, Ghanima Bank, see, huh, that you want to contribute to Radio Biafra, or you use your card. What we are also looking to do is to go to Lloyds Bank and ask them if they can allow us what is called direct payment system, so that if you go to the website and put in your debit or credit card, we take money direct from you without going through PayPal. We are looking to try to introduce that as quickly as possible. Please,
I can transfer direct from my account.
Of course you can. That's the easiest way of doing it. Is the easiest way of doing it. Yes, doctor, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I want to confirm.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother.
You see, that IBAN is International Bank Account Number. In that IBAN, you have your SWIFT code, and the SWIFT code and the bank account number is reflected in that IBAN, because it is a very long number. So, as you said before, all you need is the SWIFT number and the IBAN number.
And that's it.
And the IBAN number is incorporation of your SWIFT code and the bank account number. That is why it is called International Bank Account Number, IBAN.
Yes.
So go there, give the SWIFT number and the IBAN number, everything is done.
And all this information is on the website. Click on the money transfer. Under the donate button, you see the reason why we are talking about this is because we need our transmitter. Our transmitter, you consider, is going to be our bulldozer, our tank, our rocket launcher, our own nuclear bomb. Once we drop the transmitter, you see what will happen. You will see that the bones of our ancestors will rise from the ground. Give us a transmitter, you see what will happen in our place. If there is no revolution there within a matter of 6 months, you know, go panya na mad. We will do it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. It could be a line issue. I don't know. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. Why is it ringing? Incredible. Hopefully they'll be able to call us by that. This is Radio Biafra. Please, barrister, I'll come to you in a second. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. I can't hear you. There is a caller on Skype. I cannot hear you. Amazing stuff. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Your name and
hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Very well, because you are listening to your system. Yes, there is a time delay. Hello. Please. Yes, we can hear you very well. Talk to us through Skype, please. Leave your radio alone for now. Talk to us Hello. Through Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
For the board of Radio Biafra. This is Ono calling. I just came back yesterday from the zoo.
they allowed you to fly out of the. You're like a bird. You flew
away. I was humiliated at the airport. You're supposed to know how these people behave. They see an handsome evil guy, smart. They like to, you know, all these monkeys there. They will try to humiliate you. You know, that's what I encounter. So there's one immigration man who made me this. What are they calling? Drug, whatever. They meet me and they said they want to scan me in the airport. I told him, man, I came here to see my family there for holiday. Check my passport. I don't come here every day. Just check it. Why will you do this? I said, I know how this place functions. If you want, if I could have done that, I tell you guys, I pass. I know this is how it works here. You know? So they start harassing, start talking all kind of nonsense. But after that, I still came in because I know I don't have anything to do with those people. You know,
they are mad at that airport.
They are mad. So I went, you know, I based in Imo State. I based in Owerri. I'm from Amuoka. I'm here at a local government. But I based in Owerri. I based in Biafra land. That is my base.
That's good.
So this mosque, okay, thing, you know, I tried to investigate, you know, I tried to investigate to find out if that is really a mosque, because the structure is a mosque. But I went there, I saw a cross on top of that that round mosque. Issue is that round mosque something. I found cross there. You might be from the criticism of Radio Biafra. They have put cross on it. So I tried to ask some workers there and some people. Some are saying it's hall. Some are saying it's church. Some are saying it's, I don't understand. So I try everything I can, but I can't really get a clear picture. But there is cross on it now, on top of that round mosque.
Yes, I will tell you why they put a cross there. They will put a cross there. That is because our people, they love to be deceived. When people have followed lies so much, it's easy to deceive them. He has built a mosque, but in order to keep you very quiet, he has put a cross on it. Very soon, they will remove it and put the star and the crescent on top of it. And there's nothing we can do.
So what I want to just say, I just want to say thank the board of Radio Biafra for everything you guys are doing. So I'm back now in Barcelona. Very soon you guys will hear from us. This one is not long time again. This is very, very soon. We'll play our part to make sure that transmitter will come out by all costs. Because in that very zoo, I found out that the people living there, they are living in fear. I, who went there for
in
holiday,
I'm in
fear.
In
the
one day,
going outside, everybody is
in fear.
It's like a fire on earth. Even I bought many books. I bought all these achievement books, the trouble with Nigeria, you know.
My brother, reading doesn't solve anything. In this OG, when black people read, they don't make use of it. Reading, for us to read, doesn't make any sense. Do you know how many books they have read? They have read Achebe from number 1 to the number 10. They are here. If you tell them about transmitter, they cannot do anything. So why did Achebe then? Achebe wrote, there was a country asking you to go and fight for Biafra. If you ask, I've read Achebe. Oh, have you read it? Yes, I have. I read there was a country. What have you done after reading it? That is the question. Thank you very much. It's good to welcome you back. Yes, we are waiting for you to redeem your pledge. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me now? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Please, barrister, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir, director. Whatever they built in our land, in the name of mosque or whatever it is, and put cross on it, it will be removed. Because we cannot have any sign in our land while we receive blows and killings. Are we trying to honor what is killing us? We try to recognize what is killing us. No, director, it will not happen. I've said this to you before, that we, the Igbos, are the ones holding ourselves in Nigeria, in that zoological country. When we have decided to free ourselves, when we come together, it will be easier. Our people are doubting Thomas's. We believe in what we see. Probably the transmission, as you have said, some few minutes ago will either convince them or will blind them totally. But what I believe is all the suffrage that we're going through ain't gonna last too long. We suffered enough, we've endured enough, and I tell you, even for me to move away from a legal point of view and going into legal going into otherwise action shows that I have come to my feather, to the last end of my endurance. That means that the Igbos have suffered enough.
Yes.
Biafrans have suffered enough.
Yeah.
And there's no more playing for time. For those who want to contribute, let them contribute. Those who do not want to contribute, it's their business. Biafra will stand. Come rain, sun, shining, or dew.
Thank you very much. Stay where you are. The fact of the matter is that the thing, you know, somebody wrote to me on Facebook and said, the company was Clifford Iranya, who incidentally was written to because he's part of the Obama campaign. They wrote to him, he wants to put the issue of Biafra across, and he's doing very well. He's written to them to say, Obama asked him, they wrote to him, Obama's aide, not Obama himself, and said to him, what message would you like us to pass to the President of the United States of America? He said that, he told him very simply, help us get Biafra, and explain to the President of America something that people in the U.S. haven't done. But they have already, there was a country. That's the funniest thing about it. How can you read there was a country and you don't know what the message Achebe is giving you? Is it possible? I can't, you know, move further. I can't understand in the Africans and the education. You claim you went to school to go and study economics, as some of us read. Or you went to go and do, how can I put it, town planning. Yet, they told you that in economics, you need factors of production to be present for you to have a viable economy. As China is doing, you need the marriage of politics and economics, which is called political economy, to be able to grow and develop a country before you then sell the shares to ordinary people. Because there is no credit line in the country, or no credit facility in the country. Yet, when it comes to implementation, come and do it, you can't see them. So why are people talking about Achebe? Oh, have you read this? Have you read that? I read Madiba. I read this. What have you done after reading the book? Kehimere, you've done nothing. People go on Facebook and pontificate year in, year out for 360. There are some of them on our Facebook page. They have not added not one single friend of theirs.
No, they are criticizing them.
They are there to criticize. They have not done. Each one has said, "What have you done to get Biafra?" Absolutely nothing. We have their names. You know, we live in the digital age. When we get Biafra, you know, there are some people that will say, oh, do you remember me? I used to call Radio Biafra. Oh, can you remember? I contributed to the transmitter. No. Every dime contributed is recorded. Because you can only contribute to us either you sent money by money transfer or through PayPal or direct. So there is a documentation. Every penny collected, we have it in black and white.
Evidence.
Paper trail is there. So you cannot come and deceive us and say, oh, I did something. No. We know those who are interested in Biafra in truth and honesty, because there is a difference between Radio Biafra and any other organization. We don't believe in stunt. We can take our money and be putting advert in Nigerian papers every day saying we are doing this. We are going to see. We have written a letter to, or a member of ours, I've now written a letter to the United States government, to Obama himself. We are announcing it here. If they want, we can show them the evidence on our... In fact, we're going to do that. To show them that anything we say we did, that's evidence, we're going to publish that, is to let our people understand that Okwuashi lying in Atwashi is not going to take you anywhere. As long as you lie on that Biafra, you will not get Biafra. As long as you want to cheat others, let them get Biafra and then we'll sneak in and enjoy it. You are in a dreamland. It will never happen. Not under our watch, because we will not allow that to happen. Wherever you are, please, you are welcoming you once again. This is Radio Biafra. Today we're going to be on air for maximum 2 hours. We have nearly about, 24 minutes to go. Let's attempt this brother again and see if his line is better. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. You are live to the whole world.
Can you hear me?
Very well. So is the whole world. Yes.
Okay, please, I'm Charles Brown. I'm calling from Belgium.
Charles Brown?
Yeah, Charles Brown or Charles Ibezim, yeah.
That's better. Charles Ibezim is better. Go
ahead. Yeah, Charles Brown Ibezim, yeah.
Go ahead. You are listening to your voice. There is a delay. Now, when I'm your kuna Skype, no, leave your radio, talk to us direct. Stop listening to the radio and talk to us. Oh my God. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. No, we've lost them. Let us go to the front line. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Your name, please. Hello? Most of our new callers. Hello? Yes, Balata Radio, you turn it down or off. Talk to us through the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, your live
on air. Yes, good evening, Mande.
Good evening.
This is Abaka Ozo, calling from Pakistan.
From Pakistan, go ahead.
Yes, I want to learn more emphasis concerning the killing of Igbos in Kano.
Yes.
Kano.
Yes.
So I want to talk much about it because before when I was in Nigeria, before I leave Nigeria, so whenever they kill Igbo people, we know that the people killing Igbo people is the outsiders, not Boko Haram. So now they give it nickname to make the Igbos not to kill the outsiders in Igbo land by calling it Boko Haram. I don't accept it. The people killing Igbos are the outsiders. I expect Igbos, whenever they kill the Igbos in Southern Delikami, they should kill also the outsiders that is in a trader market in Igbo land. That is how it's happening before. I know that Igbos, they used to kill also whenever they the Igbos in Nigeria, in Igbo land, they hear that outside people are killing our people. They used to use the anger also to go to the market and catch the outside people and kill them too, because this is their family member in Southern Delikami that is dying, which the outsiders are the people killing them, not Boko Haram. The people called Boko Haram are also the outsiders, which are the people, they are not killing their brothers if they are the enemy of their government. They are the outsiders killing the Igbo people, purposely calling it Boko Haram. An organization of terrorists or whatever. But what I know is that the people killing Igbo people because they are not killing the outside too or the Yorubas. They are only concentrating on Igbos and the churches. Also, the church to bomb the churches. So if my people should understand that the people killing us is the outside people, they don't like us to live in their land. So they should not call it Boko Haram waiting for the judges to come judging. The people that they accept their people should go also and catch other people and kill them. Because if my people is involved in any place, even here in Pakistan, if I see outside, and I will kill him. Yes, that is what I'm telling you. I'm not involved in Boko Haram. I don't accept Boko Haram issue.
I think he's right, isn't he? He's right.
Yeah,
yes.
That is what I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
That seems to be the consensus that it's Hausa people. They just gave it a nickname, Boko Haram, to validate the killing. So they'll say it's a terrorist group, but it's a Hausa people just killing. It's a club for killing Igbos. If you want to join a club, a killing club, you join Boko Haram. It's a license to kill Igbo people.
Absolutely. Everybody knows that. What I mean is that people know that, or personally, I believe that Muslim religion is a violent religion. They are bloodthirsty. There's no religion that spills blood more than the Muslim religion. There's no blood that derives joy in spilling and killing innocent people than Muslim religion, and that is what is being perfected in the north. So every northerner, every Hausa, every Muslim person is a potential killer, and they are killing and deriving joy from it, and nobody saying anything. When they kill, they say it's Boko Haram. How can it be that Boko Haram, that is being hunted by the so-called federal government on a state of emergency, they are still killing more than the time they are free? How can you explain that? That is to show you that every Hausa person, every Muslim person is a potential bloodthirsty killer. So when our people allow that to happen to the point that they are even coming to our own territory to carry out the same act of bloodletting, killing our people at our own backyard, just as Uche said, it is internationally recognized. If you have come to kill me and I have the opportunity to disarm and kill you, I mean, that is self-defense. I will be protected by international law. You will be also be protected by international law. Self-defense is allowed everywhere in the world. Let's see what our barrister has got to say.
Dr. Egemba, in reality, the Hausas have been killing the Igbos from time immemorial. Now, the ideology that the Boko Harams, as I always call them, are the one killing the Igbos is a way of moving away the blame from those who are sponsoring them.
That is correct, yes.
You see, this is why every foreign nation fear the Igbos. There's no way you can fly into our territory without us knowing where you are coming from. And what the only anger I will have, we've been waiting for the past 3, 4, 5 days, in fact for the past 1 week, when the announcement of Sharima or whatever your name is, that you can marry 6 and 5 year old as a wife.
No, from the baby in the stomach, if he's scanned, if he's a female.
It's never been announced in any foreign media. If the Igbos start to retaliate, or if the Biafrans start to retaliate, let no single Western media say any word, because we are now going for tooth for a tat. The Igbos we have endured for a long time. The Biafrans we've held up because of this Christianity business that was brought onto our head. Slap me here and I'll show you my face. We don't want to be slapped anymore. This is why sometimes I am not into this religion fanatics and all this Christianity business. Whereby, I think it was 4 months ago, a pastor and a wife from Anambra were in their own church. We are massacred by the Boko Harams.
Yes.
Director, do you remember?
Of course, they dragged
the wife
in Kanu.
And the husband
in Kanu as well.
Were in the church.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They were killed.
Of course.
And the mother-in-law.
And the mother-in-law as well.
Now, this is what I hate about Christianity. I'm not an antichrist. But if you bring a religion whereby I'm subjugated, put down, and made a mockery of my own life, give the other guy the opportunity to be killing me, whereby you ask me to forgive. Do you know what I was thinking of yesterday? When you go to the Norfolk Island, where the religion was brought from Ireland to back down to Africa in 1557 to us, they have their own secretary problem there. They don't forgive like we do the Igbos. If you fight them, they'll fight you back. Let's draw an example that what the Muslims know, we do know better.
Yes.
Our hands are not folded. We should remember who we are. Biafrans. Marine commandos. We can physically, with our hands,
disengage,
strangle and kill somebody. We don't need a gun. We don't need a rifle. This is why, if you know the life of Biafrans, the Igbos, we don't fight with anything. We fight with our bare hands. In fact, I must tell you that it was only in this country when I realized that somebody can actually take a plate or anything, a weapon to fight. The Biafrans fight with their bare hands. We don't need any weapon to assist you. We have that physical strength to combat. And it's about time, although every time I always preach legality, time is running out. Iron for iron.
No, you say it's time for illegality, if they want it.
I'm moving away from it, Director. I'm moving away from it because I cannot stand aside while my people are being killed.
It's not
proper. And I'm preaching.
It's not proper.
Preaching for what?
It's not
preaching for Christianity.
Yes, let's take this call.
I give up.
Let's take this call from the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. I am Prince Onua from Mumbai.
Yes, he's my brother from my village. Yes, we okay, yeah. Very well. So we have to speak Igbo to him.
I had a number.
Dodgers, run now, land them.
tiyo jɔnso tí a ti gbé ní ilẹ̀ nínú mmiri ma mmiri tiyo ati osun na ma mmiri na
ala na
gbang. Yes, hi Dema, this is Radio Biafra, we're on the air broadcasting to the whole world. Do you have anything to say?
Okay, yes. Now, I want to ask, which day the court will take place again at the hearing?
The court date, which please?
The next adjournment.
Yes, which MFA will answer, please? Yes. The next court date, please.
The next court date is not yet fixed. As a matter of fact, this has been announced over time.
Yeah.
Because of a technical mistake in putting 20s of Bilia Human Rights Initiative, the law court under Honorable Shaibu set aside the judgment. But that does not mean that that's the end of the case. The correction has been made, and the case has been applied back to the court, and we are waiting for the court to list it. Listing it means giving a date. At the moment, we understand that the court is on recess, just like here we have the Houses of Parliament going on summer recess. So the judge is on holiday, as we understand, but Until he comes back, we will not know what date will be put forward. But as soon as the date comes out, all Biafrans and friends of Biafra and all of us of freedom and justice from around the world will know about it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear brother.
We are very, very blessed.
Thank you.
We are very, very blessed. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Oh, my brother. Uche.
Uche, where are you calling from?
From Melbourne.
Uche, from Melbourne. Uche, we have been looking for your number. They said your number didn't go through. Stay where you are. Let's finish this call and then we'll come back to you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, please.
Good afternoon again, please. Hello?
We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, please, and where you are.
Good afternoon, once and for all. I said, my name is Anayo.
Yes, Anayo. Yes.
In the state.
Yes, Anayo, go ahead.
I come before from Russia. Brother, interlink one thing. The wise ones never shout. The wise ones speak very, very intelligent. All these things we are shouting, maybe speaking on the line. Yes, look, okay, I'm looking on the Radio Biafra, doing some things like advertisement about Muslim and other things. So it's part of the intimidation and maybe something about we need to talk about. But as I'm seeing it, if we are going to show the wise and to prove it and get the Biafra, normally, because we have lost a lot of people, we have lost blood that we can't be able to recover back. But what we need is to be just intelligent, because obviously I can listen. I said million people like talking about great to have Biafra. If you want to contribute money, to contribute. If you don't want to contribute, yes, we have people that can be able to donate that money. But they're not going to present themselves. We need is just to be very, very calm and got this with normal way that we don't lost anybody anymore. We have lost a lot.
What are you talking about in the name of God? What are you? What is your point?
What I want you to understand is this: all this you are broadcasting online, these people are listening to you. They know your step, and they can't make it proud. They can't make it. They are unopened, but they are making your. So it's something that you have to be very, very intelligent in that way. How you can do it so that people can speak only Igbo.
Anyway, the Bible says in my father's house there are many mansions. Everybody is welcome. Everybody, monyuku monyente. Here, this is Radio Biafra. Do you know that this is Radio Biafra?
Yes, of course I know.
There is only one Radio Biafra. If you listen to Radio Biafra, your life can never be the same again. That's what.
Of course, my life is not the same. I've been listening to it for a long time. So that is what I'm.
Thank you very much.
Contribution.
Thank you very much. Please, help us to buy it, help yourself to buy a transmitter. That's what we're talking about. They want us to tone down the way we speak so we can start sounding like choir, people singing in a choir. And then after that, Yorubas will take us. After taking our money from tithe and donation, they'll send us back, they'll deport us. Yes, Uche.
Yes, of course. I think many people underestimate what Radio Biafra has come out to do. If anybody is in doubt, they should go and read our mission statement. Biafra, we are pursuing, we are trying to restore. It's not a Biafra. Anybody can stand up and declare under a mango tree or under a tree. We have a mission statement. We are determined. There is no going back. Radio Biafra is not Nigeria FM station. It is not NTA. It is not AIT. It is not also Abia or Imo or Anambra Broadcasting Corporation. This is not a social club. We are on a liberation mission, and there is no going back. If you don't like what Radio Biafra is saying, switch off. It is either you are in or you are out. There is no going back. It is either we die trying to get Biafra or we achieve Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure that Iqba is also of the opinion as well, because a lot of people seem to be under the impression or the illusion that you can come to Radio Biafra. Of course, all the views of our listeners are welcome. We enjoy it. We want them to call us and then tell us what they have in mind. But as Uche said, our mission statement is set. Three steps only. Worldwide, of course, before we put Worldwide Rally and Transmitter as the same. Transmitter is our passport to go and do the Worldwide Rally. After that, we go back home and sweep away the workers of iniquity. Even before Jesus Christ started to preach. Even before he went out on the streets to go and start feeding the multitude. You know, it's quite interesting. The meaning of Christianity or Christians means to be Christ-like, to be like Christ. Is that correct?
Yes.
Jesus Christ fed 5,000 people. Is that correct?
Yeah. With two fish.
But now 5,000 people are feeding Oyedepo, Yoruba pastors. No. But they said they're Christians, isn't it? They said they're Christians. And they are lying to us. Atoranyasi, and they think we are dumb. This is Radio Biafra. Please be kind enough to give us your name and where you're calling from. You are through to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director. This is Uche Naunyem from London again.
Yes, go ahead.
I'll call there with regards to the Islamic advert.
Yes.
Okay. One thing I wanted to chip in quickly is that I want to advise our people while we are waiting for the transmitter. I'm suggesting that people should make calls to Biafra land. Speak to their people directly. I made a call to my mom today in Biafra land, and I spoke to her, and I asked her a few questions, and she confessed to me that she's never heard anything about Biafra and she doesn't know what's going on. So I told her exactly what's going on, and I made her to understand that I reminded her that my father fought as a Biafran soldier, and when he fought as a Biafran soldier, he was younger than I am now. And I told her that I've volunteered myself to fight for the cause, to start from where my dad left off with his colleague. And then that whatever happens to me today, in the near future, tomorrow, whenever I'll be called upon, that she shouldn't bother about it, that I'm only doing what I'm supposed to do as a man. Okay, I will suggest that instead of people just calling and when they call, they say, we thank you all people for what you are doing. I don't understand what they mean by we thank you people for what you are doing.
I don't know what they mean either. I think they are giving us God's blessing.
If someone calls, that's why I'm not thanking you for what you are doing, because I am part of it and I will be doing my own. I'm ready.
Yes.
Volunteered myself. I'm ready for anything. I'm ready to be called. I'm waiting to be called.
You are when
ready
I call to be called. Yes.
You advise me to call you.
Yes.
After the transmission, which I will do.
Yes.
But
yes.
I would like people to back up their claim and whatever they're claiming to be. If you're claiming to be a Biafran, back it up with action.
Yes, I agree with you.
if you don't have money to donate, then prepare yourself to believe everybody, every person, every woman or a sick man, a baby man, whoever you are, that believe in the struggle, that believe that Biafra should come and should come to be, should be able to, you know, volunteer. There's no, you don't get nothing for free.
Yes, I agree.
There's always a price for you to pay.
I agree, my dear brother. Thank you. You're going to call me around 12 midnight. Let's see how serious or dedicated Biafran you are. 12 midnight on the dot. I expect this phone to ring and you be the one on the line. Thank you very much for calling. We are bringing the program to an end because we have just gone. It's only 3 minutes to 9 p.m. Our dear sister Ngozi Madu, the coordinator for Sweden, did not speak. I'm not happy about it. Our dear sister Rita Nyborg was calling, couldn't get through too many calls. Please do bear with us. Next time you can. What we want to do actually is to make sure that if your area is strong, we are going to start with Malaysia, we'll be able to run a program. If your sector is very strong, if you coordinate your area and you are strong, we'll dedicate a 1 hour program to you. Malaysia will be able to broadcast live service via Radio Biafra very soon once the logistics are all in place, because they are very strong. We want people to go out, and you must have 10 people. You must have 10 people where you are before you are eligible to be called a coordinator. It is not an easy title. It's not something you walk off the street and you get it. No. It doesn't work that way. You must be able to coordinate a country or a region before you are accorded that status. And we want Ikechukwu Enyiagu to be able to make sure that this is the case, please. That we don't deviate from it. We need people who are disciplined. We should spend less time gossiping and more time preaching Biafra to our people and converting our people. Time for gossip has come and gone. The same way that Boko Haram have now turned, how other people use Boko Haram to kill us, let us turn into something and make sure that our honor, our integrity is maintained as a people. We are coming to the end of, please, Chukwune Blaise, start by concluding for us, please, so we can go around and bring this program to an end.
Thank you, fellow dear friends, for listening and taking part in today's broadcast. I urge you to continue to support Radio Biafra. Come out and let the world know that you're a full-fledged Biafran. Support others, encourage others, and do everything you possibly can to be able to promote this movement, because this is the only way we could be able to achieve this Biafra. We will achieve this Biafra together.
Thank you very much. Richard, please.
Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, all of us of justice and freedom from around the world, we thank you for listening to us this evening, and we urge you to keep the faith. Do not relent. We are moving forward. There is no going back. Good night and God bless.
Thank you very much. Yes, doctor, please.
Listeners, friends of Biafra, wherever you are in the world, and more especially those in the Biafra land and all over the zoo called Nigeria, I want you to bear in mind and note the following. We are being killed from all over the world. From all over Nigeria, our people are being killed without mercy. And we claim to be in the same country. Our people are being internally deported. You are being deported from one city to another within the same country. It has not been heard of anywhere. We have not received any call from anybody to tell us where else it has ever happened in the whole wide world. There are more than 200 countries all over the world. I have not heard of anywhere where internal deportation is carried out. This is being carried out in Nigeria and is only carried out against Igbo people, against Biafran people. Up to when will this stop? Will you say because you have business, you have investment, you have interest in all part of Nigeria, because of it you will fold your hand and allow people to be killed and continue to be killed and deported? If that is what you want, good luck to you. Whether you like it or not, whether you want or not, Biafra will be restored. Thank you very much for listening, and keep on listening to Radio Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, barrister, please.
Yeah, thank you, our listeners and those who called, and unfortunately some of those who couldn't even get through. Tomorrow is another day, and we're here to take your
advice, your suggestions, and of course your support. I know some people find it very difficult when we talk the way we talk because they are not sitting where we are sitting. As I said, yeah, quite a lot of people are there gossiping, you know, criticizing. We're not here for some kind of boardroom mpobi business or Eroba and all the rest of it. We are here to restore Biafra to its entirety. We are not here to make jokes or speakable language, speaking to one another. We are here for international business. The restoration of Biafra, that's what we are here. And that is the reason why I joined Radio Biafra. If I want to speak Igbo, I have a lot of people I will speak Igbo with. You can hardly hear Igbo from my mouth unless I decide to do so. But it will not be for the sake of international business. I'm here to support Igbo. I'm here to support Biafra. I'm here to restore the Biafran integrity, to restore our hopes to going back home. We are being deported even here in Britain, America, wherever. The whole world, they don't like Igbos. Why? Because of our brains. We have it. We don't need any country to support us. We don't need any country to be with us. Yorubas can stay on their own. The houses can stay on their own. The Igbos can handle their own business. The Biafrans can stand on their own. Be recognized by other African countries. So it shall be. All of you, I wish you good night. And tomorrow, we combine again. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And we are breaking with a little bit of protocol. I don't know that we are being told that but you have a song for us. Is that correct? You have a song for us? Yes. I don't think you need to arm the system. Yes, please. You're going to sing us out. Is it? Is it? You're going to sing us out? Yes. Say, speak up.
Why do you delay? Come and save your nation. Why do you delay? Come and save your nation. Why do you delay? Come and save your nation. Why do you delay? Come and save your nation. There is trouble. Why do you delay?
Engineer, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. But I suggest you don't lose the day job. Yeah, keep the day job. Don't lose it, please. Thank you very much for having sung for us. But this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. Please, once again, do not forget 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. We love you all. That is why we speak the way we do. Please, 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 please. God bless all of you. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Oh, Monsieur Gadimma. Oh, my dear, oh, dear. Asili umu eno, ibi mena no mu wagasilele.